Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. We have a message for you today. So,
Yay!
yay, right? We have a couple things that are coming through, so I'm not quite for sure how they align with each other, but we're just going to go with it. The first one that I'm getting is do not believe everything that you see, hear, feel today. I keep getting today's that really strong day to question things. And it's repeating, do not believe everything. That doesn't mean it's wrong. You're just saying today is a day to take a step back and go, okay, what's up with that? Am I just overreacting? Am I overthinking this? Am I overanalyzing? There's something that I hear, it's not a stop sign, but it's a yield sign to just take a step back. Do not believe everything that you're seeing. And there's a lot of information that's being pumped out right now on social media on different types of things going on, especially in the US. And I keep hearing, do not believe everything that you see. Take a step back, pull yourself back in instead of going outwards and like, oh my God, did you hear this? Did you hear this? They're like, no. Today's not that day. Just sit back. And then the number 94 was coming up this morning a lot. And I thought that was very odd. So, what you can do if there's a number that comes up a lot to you, you can look up angel numbers. Just Google it. Lots of people put information out there on Google. And just search up angel number 94. So, I looked that up. And I'm reading through, and there's a lot of different things in there, but what stood out of it was today's kind of about your divine purpose in regards to your work. So being divinely guided in your work, in your career. So that's the other message that's coming through. It's like, don't believe everything that you see, hear, feel right now. Just kind of sit with it. Don't go running off and sharing information that doesn't resonate, or we don't have all the information yet. So stop. And then the other thing is today is your day that you're going to be more divinely guided in your job. So when you're at your job, understand you have archangels with you. You have the support. You are spiritually, energetically aligning with your career today.
Very cool. And you know what, Kim? I believe an alignment between the two is, well, I was getting the phrase that was coming to my head was slow your roll.
Yeah. Like
Okay,
that.
when you're hearing stuff. And to me, you can, when you slow, or as you said too, when you stop those reactions to all those things going on around, you can actually tap in and into what you could also call divine guidance. So that guidance can come through career. It could also come through your own personal as well. So that
Yes.
to me, I see that the connection between the two. At first, I was like, wow, those are really, separate, really like almost opposites. I was like, no, they're totally connected.
Right. And I knew you'd connect those two. I wasn't connecting
you?
them, so thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, at first too, I was like, oh, and I love the divine guidance at work. I think for a lot of us, it's a lot easier to just to stop, slow, observe, watch with, say, a career or work or something that's just that little bit separate from our personal self. Personal self, it's a little more challenging to stop, question.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. Good fun.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
Wow.
they wanted to start off when this is our own energies, wanted to start off by having everybody choose a number and then doing all this stuff, and I stopped and I actually questioned that. I didn't run with it right away, and I said, okay, we need to simplify this. That gives too many choices for people. And they're like, oh, okay, well, maybe next time.
Oh, funny.
So this is what they ended up doing, like, oh, being divinely guided in your career path. And then
Divinely guided
94.
in your purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. So
You
fun.
do have a very fun way of playing with information and energies, and that's inspiring, Kim. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Well, have a wonderful day, and until next time.